Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello,
Hello. Hello. Hello.
okay, I think we're moving. The other Shiva, those who remember the Shiva, he used to say he would get stuck on a problem, and then he would say the 3 days, and you have to go weiter. You don't get an answer to 3 days, you have to go weiter. And then he would always say after 3 days, I think we're beginning to move. And then he would spend another 3 days on it because we're beginning to move. So I think we're beginning to move. I don't know if we're beginning to move to a solution, but we're beginning to move to a different understanding of the Sigyonis. So let's just recap quickly. I'm not really sure. I remember what we did yesterday. We started out, okay, besides the first questions that we had on the Riva, which we'll put into leave in abeyance with the Sandeep Pshat in the Riva and the two different Pshat in the Riva and the Madhura Bhastra. That was the earlier Sugya. We started out with Akasha on the Riva, on the Ri. What's the Ri's problem on the Riva from Katan Agog, Gedoida, Tikadenu? Since it seems from, we see from Taisus, Taisus says this in Kedushin, and he clearly says it again on Lamed A, that in Yevamos, in the name of the Ri, which in the Ri, that Pshat is that you're not Yotzei in a mitzvah. So even according to the Ri, Katan, it cannot be Yotzei in mitzvahs Yibam. Now, granted, it's not because of the Riva's reason, but it's because of a different reason, because it says Ish. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, both according to Riva and according to the Ri, Katan is not Yotzei in a mitzvah. So what's the chiddush? And even though you're not Yotzei in a mitzvah, there's still no Isser Eishes Ha. So why is it any more difficult according to the Riva than according to the Ri? Just like according to the Ri, you're not Yotzei in a mitzvah, and nonetheless, it's Hutra the Isser Eishes Ha. So according to the Riva, also we should say the same thing, that it should be Hutra the Eishes Ha. That was our original problem that we got stuck in the sugya. Okay. Then there we went to the Taibis Arash, who seemed to have a similar kasha on the Riva, that why don't we say that every psula is an Isser before you do Miyuch? And once it's an Isser, even after you do Miyuch, you go ahead and you say Nesra. So we were bothered, a very similar type of kasha, just like there's no Isser Eishes by a Mu'beres, because it's some form of Hutra. There's no Eishes by Katan. So why should there be an Eishes by a Besuda? The same, and then since basically, obviously, you have to say Hutra, even according to the Riva, according to everybody, to explain why there's no Eishes by a Mu'beres and the cotton. So okay, so a regular basuda will also have a hutra. It was a similar type of caution. Okay, so then yesterday we started moving a little bit, I think so, and we were learning. I think we were learning Pshat Taibis and Lamed Hey yesterday. Yes. So what we realized, the question is the $1 million shaila. Is not the $1 million shaila, but the introduction to the $1 million shaila is where does this din hutra come from by Mu'beres? Because basically our problem is that what type is one from the poor Riva? Riva will say, listen, you the Ri hold the hutra, I also hold the hutra. Right? That's basically what we're, our problem is. So what we're doing research in where the din hutra comes from. According to at least the Ri, and then we'll have to see if the Riva can have the same din hutra. So the din hutra is mentioned in the Taibis and Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Taibis and his Havamina and Svara held that Mu'beres should have an Isser Eishes Ha. Taibis's answer in the notion of our Taisis is Va'omeri Tafido Achinom Mechayiv. Now we're coming to Gadrano. So the simple shot in Isis, so to speak, you know, without any bikkias, without any looking anywhere, just by looking at Isis. You know, if you don't look up the Gemaras, so to speak, and you just read Isis. So what, and I think this is how some of us, or many of us, or all of us, thought Shana Tavis was. That Tavis asked the Kasha that there should be an Isser Eishes Sof by Mubaris. Tavis answered, Afilo Achinam Machayev. You're not Machayev, why not? Because there's some kind of Din Hutra. Where does that Din Hutra come from? Harani Misvara. I don't know. Tavis doesn't tell you where it didn't come from. Then Tavis says, and I'll bring you a Raya. Because obviously there's some kind of din hutra, because you see the same din, the must, you have to say that to explain katana bagadina. So okay, that would be the simple shot in Tysus, Amam and Hema base. And Tavis asks the Kasha, there should be an iteration talk. He says, no, you're wrong, there's a din hutra. I'll bring you a raya. Because if it wouldn't be a din hutra, then the Gwara Amam and Hema, Kupyanav doesn't make sense. So we said yesterday that that's a very funny shot way to read Tysus, because it's not really a raya. It's really just asking the same question twice. Tavis and Svara apparently did not hold the Hutra. And Tavis therefore asked the Kasha that a Muberes should have an Isserei Shesach. I Svara Hutra, Tavis doesn't hold of it. So his answer can't just be, well, this is Svara Hutra. In your answer, obviously you didn't hold of it, so where'd you pull it out on your answer? Well, I have a raya. What's your raya? Because otherwise, Mubaris doesn't make sense. So it's not a raya, just this is this, if you don't say Hutra, I'm sorry, otherwise, Compton doesn't make sense. Well, if you don't say Hutra, Mubaris doesn't make sense. But you, in your question, you weren't ready to say Hutra. You know, when Tavis asks his Kasha, you didn't say, Zetman the fun is as far as Hutra, because otherwise Mubaris doesn't make sense. You ask the Kasha, and you're hoping for an answer. So now you say, well, there's another Gemara. Okay, so now you have two Kashas. So just like when you ask the Kasha for Mubaris, you had a question, and you didn't say the Zetman the fun from the question is as far as Hutra. These times there's questions and assume that. Zetman the fun, I don't know the answer, and it's fair. So now you quote another Gemara. Okay, so you have two Gemaras. So two Gemaras say the exact same thing. They're both Shver. So it's a funny kind of raya, midi da'ave. Midi da'ave is you have the same kasha in two places, okay? So when I come up with a different answer, I'll give an answer and to answer both of them. And if I can't answer, then I'll leave them both Shver. Right. So we said yesterday that wow, that's not right, Shana and Tysus, because L'chaira, the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph, is learning out that there's no Eshesach from a Pasuk. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha on Kuf Yud Aleph, why should it be that Tigatlenu, there's no Akam Hashem? So L'chaira, according to Tysus, the Gemara's Kasha had to be that there should be an Isser Eishesof. Because what else is a Kasha? Anyway, according to Tysus, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the Kasha, according to Rashi, the Gemara's Kasha could have been why you Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if you don't learn like Rashi, because you learn you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, so what's the Gemara? What was the Gemara's Kasha and Kuf Yud Aleph? It had to be the Kasha was that there should be an Isser Eishesach. And then for the Gemara, two answers. So either there's a Drasha Yavama Kaldu, or because otherwise it'd be a Din Nesra. So the Gemara is giving two answers. How we can prove from the Psukim that there's no Eishesach. So which means that Katnet Agoa Gedoyla Tegadlenu is not stamped as a Svara of Hutra. There's Fakir, Misvara. We would not say Hutra. We have a Limud that tells us Hutra. So now when Tysus says, Alamed A, Midi Da'ave, Tysus is saying we make a Binyanav, just like we say a Hutra by Katan. Likewise, we say a Din Hutra by Mubaris.
Why can we? I just admit, one just clarification, maybe. Why can we split the Eishes Ach from the part of the pasuk that says the huck and shame? You know, there's two different psukim. There's one, and she's usher, whatever. The Eishes Ach comes back. It's mater. It's not mater. There's a din Eishes Ach to take on or off. There's no mitzvah. There's an Eishes Ach. Fine. There's another menia or davachagarim, whatever you want to call it, called lahakam shame. Why are these two interconnected automatically? The Riva has to hold to that. Maybe it's Hotra, but there's a problem, lahakam shame. He's not going to fulfill that in that mitzvah, therefore it's not a purpose.
It seems that these pashas and svara is that if you don't fulfill the mitzvah, then there should be an eishes up, because the pashas and svara is that the Torah was only matter, eishes up, and makom mitzvah. With shalom and makom mitzvah, they're not matter. So if hakim shame is a criteria for makom to be eishes a mitzvah, then logically there should be an iser eishes up.
Okay, so now, but now we see
shalom and makom mitzvah.
Okay, so but now we see that the Riva does bring in the Biyashnia. If he brings,
excuse me, the Riva was discussing, not true, Sheker. Not Sheker, but not true. The Riva only brought in Biyashnia for Almana and Kain Gadol.
Okay, but he's saying Lu Yitzur, there was a Biyashnia.
But he doesn't bring in Biyashnia. It's not true. He only discusses Biyashnia for the Isra Almana and Kain Gadol. But not for the Isra Eishasov. We never brought in Biyashnia when it comes by Eishasov. I don't know. It's not the same. Riva, so we said if Biyashni would be mutter, then this would be Hechsher Mitzvah. Okay, now I don't know if that follows by Eishasov. I don't know. Okay, it's not so Pashin. But what?
I'm just showing the Eishasach doesn't look good, whatever that is. There's no Eishasach. If there's going to be, you know, you can have a problem with the Hakim Shame, by the second, if Luyitzur the Biyashni was mutter, the Eishasach would not come back, even though there's no mitzvah on the first one. It's a Hechshem, whatever it is, but there's no Eishasach.
I don't know, but anyway, you see, not like you, from the Gemara and Kuf Yud Aleph, because the Gemara and Kuf Yud Aleph is asking that should be an Isser Eishasach. They don't say the Eishasach goes off because Biyashni is mutter. It's not saying that. Now maybe that's because over there it's not Biyashnia, it's Biyasiris. Because you see, she could be 5 years old now, this katan. I mean, 5 years old, this katan. He doesn't have to be, I mean, 9 years old. You know, it doesn't mean he might have another 100 beers till he comes up to Gado. But I don't know.
Yeah, I was always a kasha. How does Riva learn Kuf Yud Aleph right away?
No. It's just the opposite. The Gemara asks in Kuf Yud Aleph, it should be Usher. So the Gemara is asking it should be Usher because there's no Hakama Shame. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara answers because of the drushes. So the drushes have nothing to do with the, you know.
Okay. Is that automatic that the Eishes Ach has to come back? When the Riva's learning that Gemara, he's learning, Rebbe's saying he's learning there's a problem with the Eishes Ach. By Katan Abal Gadol, there's a problem that the Eishes Ach should be there, and that's what the Gemara is asking. I'm saying we don't see that anybody mentions the Eishes Ach. Rebbe is saying that's the problem.
The only shot that's possible in the Gemara, because there is nothing else to ask on, isn't it? The according to Tosfos, you're not mekayim the mitzvah anyway. Even with, so the Gemara can't be asking why were you mekayim the mitzvah. So the Kasha could only possibly be, why isn't there an Eishes Ach? So the Gemara answers, let's go through the, try and go back to the Cheshvin. So the Gemara answers the court. So Tosfos on Amin Hay is saying that we learn out from that Mekor to Bubaris. So it's not, so the din of Hutra, it comes out. I think this makes things worse, not better. Makes things more schwer. It comes out that the din of Hutra is not a svara, but it's a pasuk. Okay. In other words, in a sense, this makes things worse because now it really doesn't make sense what Tosfos is asking on the Riva. Bishlamo when Hutra was a Svara. So then there was, at least structurally, a room to say that the Svara of Hutra makes sense in the Re, but it doesn't make sense in the Riva. Okay. But once Hutra is a Pasik, so it's a Pasik, it's a Pasik. You know, how can you ask a Kasha on the Riva? There's a Pasik that says Hutra.
The Pasuk doesn't say Hutra. The Pasuk says be a Koldahu, means be as qualified. Well, even a.
First of all, the Gemara has two Lashinas. And
that's a bias.
Both of them, I think, are the same. But the second Lashon, for sure, the second Lashon that you're saying is Mukhra from the Torah that there's no Din Nesra. So that means the Torah is saying that there is no Isser Eshesach. Because if there be an Eshesach, there'd be a Din Nesra. So it's like the Torah wrote Beferish is no Eshesach. According to the first shot, I think that's what Bia called to. It's that Torah is saying that when there's Bia called to, there's no Eshesach. Okay? So there's a pasuk that tells you that there's no Eshesach by Katan Abba Agdaida. So what Saif is asking? According to you, Riva, there should be an Eshesach. Excuse me. That you, what the kasha that you, the Re, are asking on the Riva is the exact same kasha that Gemara has on Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph asks that there should be an Isser Eshesach, and the Gemara answers that there's Rayas on the Psukim. So what do you want from the Riva? The answer is there's Rayas on the Psukim.
Maybe saying that the Riva is really asking the Gemara's kasha from Kuf Yud Aleph, just on one is asking on Kesem Chav, and one is asking by Katan, but it's exactly the same kasha.
That's not the Riva. The Re's kasha on the Riva, the end of Taisis. The Taisis brings three rayas against the Riva, one from Kitana, one from Katan, and one from Bishal Gedarka and Irui. So I'm saying is Raya from Katan doesn't make any sense because what Pashas is Raya is because according if you the Riva be right, there should be an Eshesach.
Right, I'm saying so. That means
the Gemara ain't Achinami. The Gemara Gufa held that way that there should be an Isser Eshesach.
Right, Rebbe's saying
the Gasha. The Gemara answers. There's a drasha. There is no Eshesach.
I'm sorry, but when the Riva asks his kasha, Rebbe's saying he's asking that there should be an Eshesach. Even
the Riva,
the Riva asks his kasha that that should not be, why is Almanim and Erison okay, right? There should be a problem of Hakim Shame. There should be a problem of Eshesach there.
No.
Why not? He can't do the beards. There's no Eshesach should come back. No.
The Riva was asking that there should be an Isser Almana going Gadol.
Okay.
Nothing to do with Eshesach.
Then Eshesach should come back. Why is Eshesach here?
No. The
if we don't say Hutra, we don't understand Hutra.
I don't know. The Riva never mentioned a word about the Eshesach. The Riva's question was, the Gemara says, Essay Deiche Los Essay. The Essay of, that's his Diri Amaskil. The Essay of Mitzvah Yibum is Deiche the Los Essay of Amon and the Kohen Gadol. Ask the Riva, how can the essay doicher that also say you're not mikayim the mitzvah because there's no essay because there's no akom shame?
Okay, so no eshesach.
Kasha had nothing, nothing underlined 14 times, nothing to do with the eshesach.
Why not?
Because kasha was that you can't say essay doicher also say, and therefore there should be an iser amonik gadol.
So why should there be an Eshesach?
I don't know anything about it. The Riva don't talk about Eshesach.
According to Rebbe's logic, why is there an Isser Eshesach? That's all I'm asking.
There is. The Riva didn't say, why is it?
Why isn't there no Isser Eshesach?
I don't know. We'll see. But that's not what anyone's talking about. Riva, the man of MS, no one in the Riva never mentioned a word about the Eshesach. That they're not there.
Tysus doesn't either.
Tysus does.
Not here.
Yes, here. Because when Tyve is at the end of Tysus, that's what we're saying. When Tyve is at the end of Tysus says that I have a raya against you, the Riva, The reason why I don't, because I, because from the case of Kotzen Abba Gedoyda Tikatlanu, so there, the Chayra, what Tavis, the only thing Tavis can mean is, because according to you, the Riva, there should be an Eshesach. Because he can't mean that according to you, Riva, there shouldn't be a Kiya Mitzvah, because Tavis Shita is that there is no Kiya Mitzvah there. So what's the kasha? The only thing you could possibly be asking is that there should be an Eshesach. So the first person who brought in Eshesach was not the Riva. It was the Re at the end of Tisus. The Re at the end of Tisus is asking that there should be an Eshesach by Katan Aga Al-Gadayla. Our problem is, what in the world is the most ridiculous kasha the Re asking? In light of, because the Gemara asked that kasha. The Gemara itself asked that kasha and Kufyat Awif, there should be an Easter Eshesach. And the Gemara gives two answers. So how can the Re ask on the Riva, hey, according to you, there should be an Eshesach? The Yashikayach, Mr. Re, you're asking the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answered it. So what do you want? It's absurd to read the read. You know, it becomes the problem that we started out with, a week ago, whenever, that just like according to the read, you can say Hutra, so according to the Riva, you could also say Hutra, becomes much, much worse. Because the question that we started out with, that if the read says Hutra, why can't the Riva say Hutra? So then I see many people say that Hutra and the Riva is not so logical, whatever. In the Re, Hutra is more logical than the Riva. I don't know. But now that we're learning Taifis Alam and Hey, and I think we're right, and we see there in the Gemara and Kufyat Aleph, that Kotel Abal Gitana doesn't have an Eshesach because it's a Pasuk. So the whole Taifis is gosh, is ridiculous. What's Taifis want from the Riva? There's a Pasuk. He's asking, why isn't there an Eshesach? That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answered, there's a Pasuk. So what do you want through the Re? There's a Pasuk.
The Tosfos HaRosh did limit the Pasuk in Svara.
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What?
The Tosfos HaRosh limited that Pasuk in Svara,
yes,
to apply only to when, you know, the Chazio L'Achar's Man.
Yes.
Now I'm a little stuck over here. In the case of the Riva, you don't have the Chazi L'Achar Zman.
Why not?
Because Biyashniya is also.
Excuse me. In the case of the Riva, we're talking about by a Katan Abba Gedayla, you are Chazi L'Achar Zman. As soon as she becomes a Gedayla, we're not talking about Amman and Kohen Gadol. We're talking about the case that Tavis is asking on the Riva. It's just a plain, ordinary katan to a gedayda. So in that case, it's just like in the Re, it's katan achas man, because as soon as she becomes a gedayda, the problem ish goes off. So likewise, as soon as she becomes a gedayda, a gado, the problem of ain eroed akam hashem goes off.
So maybe what do you bring?
One second. In other words, there's two different problems. According to the Re, the Katan is not kind of because Ish. That problem ends as soon as it becomes a Gadol. According to the Riva, there's a problem that's not Roed HaKam Hashem. You can't do a Bia Roed HaKam Hashem. That problem also ends when it becomes a Gadol. So Pashtus, the Re and the Riva are the same, that according to both of them, the problem ends as soon as you become a Gadol. So what the Tavis HaRosh said on Lamed Hey, the gather of the Heter applies equally in the Re and the Riva. But even right, I think so. Pasha.
The Riva might require Shtei Cyrus, and the Re might not require Shtei Cyrus. But
why?
Because if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, Lachor, he's not able to be Vakum Shem.
It's not Shtei Cyrus, he's not an Ish. He's not an, you know, I don't think it makes it. It's short something Shtei Cyrus. It's just that we assume. So we assume. I don't think it would make a difference. Offhand, I'm not such a buck in these things, but I don't think it would make a difference. But let me just, I did want to anyway make a different point. So I don't hear what you're saying, Sandy. But even if, let's say, you're right, Lou, you're right, that for some reason or another, the Svara that the Taivis of Rosh says does not apply in the Riva. So good. But there's a Pasuk. So then, so what's the problem? So obviously the Taivis of Svara is not right. The Pasuk is good for telling you that there's no Isser Eish Yisach. So the Taivis of Rosh says the Svara. So if the Svara doesn't work, then it's not the Riva that's wrong, it's the Taivis of Rosh that's wrong. Taivis of Rosh can't argue with a Pasuk.
The Pasuk
The Pasuk says by this very case of Katan that there's no Isser Eish Yisach. Now, the Taivis of Rosh is Masber the Svara of the Pasuk. So Sandy thought that Svara does not apply to Katan according to the Riva. Okay, I disagree. But I'm saying even if he's right, so then obviously then all it means is that the Taivis of Rosh is wrong, not that the Riva is wrong, or the Taivis of Rosh is wrong according to Riva, because you have a Pasuk, you can't deny the Pasuk. So you just question is, how do you updash the Pasuk? So you have to updash the Pasuk, and updash it makes sense.
Why can't you use that to updash to say, to prove that, therefore, in the case of a Manalkain Gadol, it's obviously not a problem. Just like there's no Isser Eish Yisach.
Wait. We're not discussing a Manalkain Gadol. What is a Manalkain Gadol?
That's the Riva. The Riva is telling us about a Manalkain Gadol. He's asking a question. So it should answer the Riva's question by saying that obviously it's not going to be a problem because there's no Eish Yisach type issue. And therefore, a Manalkain Gadol is also not going to be a problem.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't agree. The answer why there's no Isser by Katan Abog Gedolah, we have to say some form of Hutra. And that's why there's no Eish Yisach. And that's also by Mu'beres. You have to say some form of Hutra. But Hutra is not a universal din. We don't go around all over and every time there's an Isser, we say Hutra. Hutra is a special din, which is only where the Torah says it. The Torah says Hutra by the Isser Eish Yisach. By Eish Yisach, we have a drasha that we see that the drasha that the Eish Yisach is Hutra. But no one ever said that the Isser Amon and Kohen Gadol is going to be Hutra. You don't say just because the Eish Yisach is Hutra, so too other Isser are Hutra, because then you're destroying the whole din of Esse Deichelosa saying. Yeah, you're destroying half of Shas. We only say Hutra by Eish Yisach. So Taisus, who was the Riva, was discussing Isser Amon and Kohen Gadol. So there is no Din Hutra there. So the Riva had a very good Gasha, since there's no Kiyum Mitzvah. And you can't say Esse Deichelosa say. No. Okay. All right, everyone's good. So then I would like to, okay. No, and I'm saying so. We ended up making matters much worse in Taisus, because if we are right that there's a pasuk by Katan, so how can the that says there's no Eish Yisach, which is a chayra pashiv shan and kuf yud aleph. And the chara, that's what Taivis means on Lamed Hey. So how can the re-ask on the Riva? According to you, there should be an Isser Eish Yisach. That's such a ridiculous kasha. There's a pasuk that says there's no Eish Yisach. If the Taivis of Rosh Svara applies, good. And if it doesn't apply, so then that's not the right Svara. But the pasuk doesn't, it's not dependent on the Taivis of Rosh Svara. The Pasuk is a Pasuk, and the Pasuk says there's no Eish Yisach. So the Riva is beautiful.
What comes first, the Pasuk or the Eish Yisach, the Isser Eish Yisach? In other words, the Hakam Shem versus it was which one comes first? If if there's no hakum shem, therefore the Eishasach should come back, or if there's an Eishasach, in other words, the Reva is coming from the part of a hakum shem, that we know, right?
Logically, there should be an Eishasach because there's no hakum shem. Comes along the pasuk and tells you that Aval Pikein is no Eishasach.
Or that we don't care about the hakum shem. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I'm saying if it's attacking the hakum shem.
Okay, but only no, because the Reva doesn't agree. The Reva says we do care about the hakum shem.
That's Eishes Kash. I'm saying.
Okay, so that fine. So the Reva holds that we care about the hakum shem. There's no mitzki and mitzvah, but Aval Pikein, there's no iser. Torah is telling you that even though there's no ki and mitzvah, there's still no iser Eishesach.
And there's no iser Eishesach because we don't care about hakum shem. Kash on the Reva.
Okay, the Reva says, even so, okay, so that's how the Reva learns the Gemara. Reva says, we do care about hakum shem. You're not yotzei in a mitzvah. And even though you're not yotzei in a mitzvah, there's no iser Eishesach. That's how he has to read the Gemara. So what's Tavis's problem? What does Tavis want with the poor Reva? The Reva. Kapten doesn't make sense. Kapten is a pasuk. Pasuk says it's no Eishesach. What do you want from the Reva?
I'm not sure how it's going to work, but is it possible that he's not asking him that according to you, the halacha over there is wrong, but what we see from the halacha over there, it will create a problem in your assumption over here in Alman al-Kohen Gadol.
Why? Because over there it just says Hutra of the Eishesach. But by Alman al-Kohen Gadol, we're discussing the Isra Alman al-Kohen Gadol. We're not discussing the Eishesach.
Which means, according to the Reva, we're assuming there is no problem with the Eishesach, right?
The Torah says a hutra on the Eishesach.
Okay, so, yeah, but if we take that pasuk, and we somehow say that what the Rosh is saying, that it has to be only Chazal Dachar's man, and somehow we can prove that that is Mukhrach,
yeah.
Then what's the Reva's problem with the Almana, the Kohen Gadol issue? According to him, then, in that case, yeah, you should have a problem of Eishesach.
Why should you have a problem of Eishesach?
Because the whole reason why the Torah is matarit.
So you're not answering the Reva, you're just making the Reva of Kasha stronger. Reva asks the Kasha that he doesn't understand Amana going God though because you should have an Isser Almana going Gado. So the Tavis is coming now to answer the Kasha, not to make the Kasha worse.
There's only an Isser Almana. Am I right? Understanding that there's only an Isser Almana L'Kohen Gadol if the first Bia didn't count. Meaning, if the first Bia is us, if the first Bia is Aser, then the second Bia you have Almana L'Kohen Gadol. But if the first Bia was Mutter, she would be a Yavama and she could continue, right?
What? No, I don't know. I don't think you're right. The Gemara is saying,
I don't. Says you can't do the Bia Rishona. Why not?
No, you're not right. No, if the Bia Rishona would somehow be mutter, because the Essay Daichalosa say they would not be matter the Bia Shnia. You only matter the beer that has the essay deicha. If beer does not have essay deicha, so it can't be mutter.
What do you mean? So let's say a regular Kohen Gadol marries a basula, and then after that she's not a basula anymore.
That's basula, but we're talking about the Isra Almana. We're discussing the Israel Mana. Typhus is going to Israel Mana to go in Gadam.
But we're talking about Amanam and the Arison, right?
No Isra Besuda, only the Israel Mana. So the Israel Mana is not coming, it's nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. So the Israel Mana is there. So there, Mimele, Bia Rishayna would solve the mitzvah. So Bia Shni is also because of Amana, the Kohen Gadol. It's only by Besuda.
But if there was an assay, if there was an assay, it would be Docha.
If there was an assay, it would be Docha Bia Rishayna. It can't be, but then you finished it, you were Yaisi to be a assay with Bia Rishayna, and therefore by Bia Shni, it would be Asa, because there's no assay anymore. Okay, let me, you know, you're getting.
Only if the assay, only if the Bia Rishayna was Mutter by itself, but if Bia Rishayna was only Mutter because eventually.
Because of the, but whatever reason, once you're mekayim the mitzvah Bia Rishayna, then Bia Shniyah is aser, because it's no longer an essay. You need the essay of every Bia to make it mutter, because every Bia needs essay daichalos essay. There's no such thing as once it became mutter, it remains mutter. There's no such thing. By Bu'ula, there's such a thing, because the Torah never asked Bu'ulas Atzmo. But by the Isra of Almana, once you become every single Bia will only be mutter if that particular Bia has an essay. Okay, anyway, I would like to go ahead and jump back to the Taivis Harash. The Taivis Harash is that something which it was what Sandy was talking about. There's something very, very interesting going on here. You look at the Taivis Alamed Hay and you contrast it to the Taivis Harash. They both ask the exact same question. It's almost word for word the same. They both give the exact same answer, also almost word for word the same, except that the Taivis Harash sticks in around six words that our Taivis doesn't have. If you look at the answer of Taivis Harash, V'yesh lomar tafidu achilo mechai. You look in Taivis, word for word the same. Kiva di vimto hi v'chazin akars man. Those words we don't have in Taisus. Then the next words. Midi da'avi ahodar minik avikobo givinto gdor tigadenu. That's in Taisus. Midi da'avi akodro givinto gdor tigadenu tigadenu. So the words of Taisus and the words of the Taivis Harash are identical, except that the Taivis Harash threw in a few lines in the middle. So it's a very interesting question. First of all, is there a machlokes in Taivis Harash and Taivis, or just they both saying the same thing, just that the Taivis Harash spells something out and Taivis didn't bother spelling it out because he thought it was obvious? Or is there a machlokes that Taivis Harash feels that you need this and Taivis doesn't feel you need it? Okay, I'm not clear.
Rebbe, I sent Rebbe a Reb Shimon who quotes Taisus with those words, giving them Moteris Achaka.
Okay, I didn't see. I'm sorry, but okay. So you're assuming that you're saying Reb Shimon assumes that Taisus also agrees to those words. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm saying it's two choices, and you know, whenever we have these kind of examples, we are debating whether they're arguing. In other words, if Taivis needed those words, why didn't he say them? Adamai thought it's obvious, so why did Taivis Harash say it? So either the choice is that it's Taivis felt it's obvious, and the Taivis Harash speaks out something that's obvious, that could be, or they're arguing. I don't know. I happen to think, Shmuel, I would agree with you, that we should assume there's not an argument. We should agree with Rav Shimon. So that's good. But the question is, whatever the Hesber is, the Taivis Harash definitely needs it. We don't know whether Taivis needs it. Why does the Taivis Harash need those words? Why are those words necessary for the answer? Why can't Taivis just skip those words? Why can't the Taivis Harash skip those words and just say, because Akatish Vagadai Digadana, and we're learning out from there. And you know, whatever, what does he have to add these words for? Why are those words necessary for the answer?
Then we stuck by our original kasha that we had enticed that there's no svara in the switch.
Because the answer is it's a pasuk.
I understand, but Tysus can't cover his eyes, and then Tysus can't cover his eyes and then open his eyes.
I'm learning out Mamatsinu, Binyanav, from Katan. That's Tysus's answer. Tysus's answer is there's a pasuk by Katan that there's no Eshesach, that the Eshesach is Hutra, and a Katan and Muberes are the same, and I make a Binyanav. What does he have to say this Svara for?
How does he mechadish that? Why would he mechadish that? He should know that in the beginning. He should know before he says kasha. Do research. Learn Krift Yud Aleph. Learn that's the way it works. And then you find out. Why ask a kasha to find out how the Gemara says it's b'feirush pasuk?
I don't know. That's the kasha. You wonder what the hami was? I don't know. But I'm asking a different question. I'm still taking my question. Tavis goes that the Rush wants to ask the kasha. Why by Muberes is there no Isser Eshetah? His answer is that we learn out from Katan that we say Hutra. So fine. So what does he have to throw in a Svara for? We're learning out from Muberes, from Katan, that there's a din of Hutra. Why does he have to go ahead and tell you a Svara? Muberes and Katan are the same. And therefore, you can make a Mamatsinu.
Harris says it's not Hutra.
What?
He doesn't hold that it is Hutra. That's not
but the same. That is what he's saying. He's saying, you see from Ubarit, from a cotton, that it's Hutra. But now he's giving, so what does he have to say is Svara? Why we say Hutra? I don't care what the Svara, why you say Hutra is. The Svara is, that doesn't seem to be relevant. So the answer, the question was, why is it Mutter by Muberes? The answer is because Muberes is exactly the same as Katan. And we need to have a Katan. I learned out from Katan. So what does he have to add? Because Tysus, I think, in many ways, is much nicer than the Tysus of Rush. Tysus says, I don't need any Svara. You know, if you're assuming Tysus is arguing to Tysus Rush, I don't need any Svara. I just look, the Muberes is exactly like Katan. You see by Katan, the Torah says there's no Eshesach. So you see the Torah is Matra, the Eshesach there. So it's Matra over here. Period. Make a binyanah.
If it's true, it's okay if he says it, right?
What? Meaning,
if it's true, it's not an explanation. It's a modification.
What do you need it for? If it's not necessary, there's no type of should say.
Let's say it's true. He knows it's true.
Well, he should only say what's relevant for his answer. His answer doesn't need that svara. He said that he's just saying it to the
because that's part of the whole hutra.
So you're saying like this: if you didn't have this svara, Tavis wouldn't have had a kasha anyway, because you could answer. We're learning out from Ashes from Katan hutra here, but Tavis is Lamana Emes. I just want you to know that we're not learning out Hutra to everywhere. We're only learning out Hutra in these modifications. It's just like Lamana MS is telling you. Okay, I don't know. That sounds to me a little daichik.
If you wouldn't.
This is the Yesh Lomar. So this is the part of the Yesh Lomar. It's not part of the Yesh Lomar. The Yesh Lomar really is. It's just now you want to know. And as maybe Tavis should have inversed the order. The Yesh Lomar is no problem because me da be a katan. Now you want to know when do we say Hutra and when don't we? I'll tell you again there. But this is not necessary for the answer. This is just necessary so that once I know your answer, you shouldn't take the answer too far, so to speak. But the answer, you don't need it for the answer. Right, Parshat Shad. I think this is the definite pashtus. If David says the Yesh Lomar, and this is his opening line of the Yesh Lomar, that's an essential ingredient for the answer. B'chayra, you could have crossed that out, and you would still have a good answer. The only difference is that you would have, maybe you would have extended the hutra too far, but you would have answered the kasha. So there's not an essential ingredient for the answer. It's a side point. It's a, you know, that, you know what? The answer is me to the hada. Now, when do you apply this? Okay, I limit it to here.
Rebbe, according to Tosfos, the Rosh was saying the later on makes him mutter now. Otherwise, in other words, we had this before in Daf Beis, whether or not maybe Achiez or something, that the later on makes him mutter now, right? Otherwise, we would say Nesra, that's the Kasha, say, right? We would say it's Asr because there's no purpose, there's nothing going on here. I think Rebbe explained, there's nothing going on, so therefore we should say it's Asr, then we'll say, maybe it's mutter later on. They're saying, no, the later on tells us to be mutter now, right?
But I'm asking a question that you don't need that. Whatever, if me de da have a cotton, Tovis should just say, they said, I don't understand shot and cotton. I don't know shot and cotton. Okay, cotton because of later on, cotton not because of later on. It's just a hate, drag yourself a cup. I'm not interested. But the Maisa, you asked me, Akasha, why is there no HSOP by Mubaris? The answer is because Mubaris is a carbon copy of Katan. In both cases, there's no mitzvah right now. In both cases, there'll be a mitzvah later. They're carbon copies. And then by Katan, there's no Isser. We learn from a Pasuk. So here, what? There's no Isser. What's the Hezber? Why? Why is there no Isser? When do we say Hutra? When don't we say Hutra? Not relevant to our Tisus. So it's like the rush is saying something which is not relevant to the answer. And it surely should not be his opening line of the Yesh Leimach. Maybe, if I'm saying maybe, had he first given his Yesh Leimach and then he wants to come back and qualify it, okay, maybe. But the way he says it, it doesn't make sense. It's like it's not needed, not part of the answer. What are you bringing it in for?
Which is what I'm gonna try. Maybe Mubaris Batsim is different. Maybe there's a chilek Mubaris and Katan.
I don't know. Maybe
because Mubaris is right now l'chayra. She's going to have most people have a kiyum dika baby. Very rochik to say it's a pila. To compare it is very very shver to compare it to a katan and to a bal gedola. Over there l'chayra it's gonna happen. Over here it's maybe it's chazya if lu yitzur it works out. But that's not the way the world should have a normal baby. We're not in Rameir to chayshav miyuta. So right now be'etzem.
So how did Tavis answer that?
Because chazya, because just the fact of chazya, it doesn't have to be. It's a din chazya right now.
I don't see that in the word. If Tavis was worried about your svara that my Mubaret is only for to have a baby, then he doesn't say anything that fuke for that svara. Chazay lachas man. Your whole point is the Mubaret is not chazay lachas man. I know that sounds a little fluky to me. Okay. Anyway. That's a question. So we want to, why in the world do people hear the question? Sandy, you hear the question? Rafi, somebody. Benny, Benjamin.
We hear the question. We hear the question.
What?
We hear the question, yes. We
hear the question. I think it's a gavaldic question. So I don't know the answer, but I have a question, which I don't know hashkafa. If anyone knows hashkafa, can you make a binyan out from Xeris Akasas? In other words,
that's the whole point, is you can't do that. You can't extend Xeris Akasas at all.
I don't know. In other words, so maybe that's the answer. In other words, if we didn't have this svara of that the Rush says, then Katan Abba Gadana, that there's no Eshesach, is simply Xeris Akasas. If it's Xeris Akasas, then you can't go ahead and make a binyan ad to Mubaris. Because, assuming that Binyamin Simon is right, when you have Xeris Akasas, we say Ein Lechabod Achidusho. We don't make binyan ads to Xeris Akasas. Because, you know, you only make a binyan ad if the Torah is Megada Asvara. If the Torah is not Megada Asvara, you can't make a binyan ad. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what, you know, that's what you're saying, but I don't know if that's that true. But assuming that's true, then it's very nice. In other words, the Riva, The Rush wants to say we make a binyan av from katan. But the Rush and his Havamina thought that katan is an illogical xeris akasus. So if katan is an illogical xeris akasus, then you can't make a binyan av from katan, because katan is some kind of illogical xeris akasus. You can't carry it over. You can't learn out from katan to anywhere else, because you don't make binyan av from xeris akasus. So it says twice in the Rush that the Havana, it's not illogical, because there's a svara here. Keeping the Avivdi with Mazakar's man, that's not so illogical. Once it's not so illogical, we could say that that's the svara of Katan. And Katan is Megala a svara. And once Katan is Megala a svara, then we do make a binyan av. So what the it was a prerequisite for the Rush to give his answer. The Rush knows that he wants the answer that we're making a binyan av from katan, but he has a rule that you can't make a binyan av if the thing that you're learning from is totally illogical. So first he has to make it logical, that at least not logical doesn't mean that we would have said it without the pasuk. Logical means that after a pasuk, I can hear it. It's not totally crazy. It's the pasuk is megad as such a thing, and after the pasuk, it makes sense. So the pasuk is saying the Rush is going through this step. The Rush is saying this is not illogical. Therefore, the pasuk, we can make a binyan av from katan. I don't know.
If it's not logical, does that make it xeris akasav?
If it's not logical, then it's xeris akasav, right? In other words, if it's not logical, then stop to say hutra. Why in the world would you say hutra if there's no reason? So what Tosfos has to make is that it's not totally illogical to say hutra. And then you can make that there's a binyan av. But the moment hutra is totally illogical, then you can't make a binyan av out of it. So the Rush is making an introductory step that it's not totally illogical. I don't know if this hashkaf is right, but if this is right, so then it could be that the Tosfos agrees with the Rush. He just didn't bother speaking out the svara, because he just didn't bother speaking it out. Or it could be that Tosfos argues and holds that there is no such rule, that you could make a binyan av even if it's not logical. You know, there is maybe, you know, who says that? Maybe he holds that the whole idea of hutra is not, who said hutra is not logical? In other words, he doesn't need, according to Tosfos, I don't need this logic to make a, maybe I would say it even different, even according to Tosfos, Tosfos can feel that hutra is a logical svara. Hutra, who said hutra is not logical? So the svara is a svara of hutra. You know, in other words, Tosfos, that would be very nice in the lashon. Tosfos might hold that hutra itself, even without what the Rush said, is a logical svara. We would never say it on our own, but if the Torah says it, it's not illogical. The Torah is saying that we do hutra. So therefore, you don't need the Tosfos or Rush svara, because since Mu'ubaret and Ketana are synonymous, so if we say hutra by Mu'ubaret, by Katan, we say hutra by Mu'ubaret. But the Rush felt that unless you give a svara to the hutra by katan, it's not going to be logical. And therefore, you can't make a binyan av. So the Rush, therefore, needed the svara. Tosfos doesn't need the svara. Tosfos says, maybe, if you want to say that Tosfos and the Rush argue. You know, there is, so that could be a nice machlekes. Is that, you know, there's a basic, either they're arguing in this and Ashkafa, can a binyan work on exeris akasu? So I would not like to say that, because I don't think it's nice to say that they're arguing on major machlekes in all shas. But or they can hold is hutra in itself illogical. Tavis might hold that Hutra is not illogical. Listen, if eventually it's going to become Mutter, the Torah makes him Mutter now. It's not so illogical. And, Rebbe, and the Rosh feels that Hutra is illogical, and therefore he has to have the Svara, even the Vimtohi, the Chazin Acher's man. In other words, Tavis would hold that maybe you could say, even if it went to Yavimto, maybe it's logical to hear Hutra. Turned in Hutra because eventually it's going to become Mutter, so we're Matra now already. Not necessary to give a Svara why we say Hutra, that's keeping Yavimto Mechazacher's mind. The Hutra itself is not such an illogical Svara. So that could be, it would be very, I'm not sure, I don't know if this helps us for anything, but it's a very Meduyik in the reading of the Taivis and the Taivis Arash. That the Taivis Arash has an extra step that Taivis doesn't have. So there's two choices. Either the Taivis Arash spelled it out and Taivis didn't bother spelling it out because Taivis thought it was obvious, while the Taivis Arash didn't think it was so obvious, so he felt the need to spell it out. And it's not really, there's no machlaikas. It's just that Taivis didn't spell it out because he relied on the fact that you'll figure it out. And the Taivis Arash felt he wanted to spell it out beferish. That would be one way of saying it. But the other way, which, you know, if we like making machlokes in, which sometimes we like doing, I mean, much more of a dig in the Lashon, is that the whole reason why the Taivis Arash needed this Svara is because he had to make it logical, because you don't say a binyan av if it's not logical. So Taisus could say, listen, who says it's not logical? Why is it illogical to say Hutra even if you're not a Zakuk? You say, oh, the Torah says Hutra. The Torah says Hutra. It's not illogical. The Torah is Hutra. So therefore, Taisus holds that Hutra, even in the broader sense, is not illogical. Therefore, you can make a binyan av of Hutra without this Svara. And if you don't have this Svara, you just make a binyan av. Whatever reason we did Hutra by Katan, we'll do it by Muberes. And the Rosh holds to say Hutra when there's no Zika is illogical. And therefore, it's illogical. We could never
Yeah, but you should say Nesra then.
We could never have made a binyan av. Maybe in order to explain why there's a binyan av, he had to make it logical.
Then you should say Nesra.
No, everybody agreed during the Maisa, the Torah said Hutra. There's no argument in the Maisa what the Torah said by Katan.
By Muberes.
That it's Hutra because it's Mutter. The question is, do you make a, and everyone agrees, both Taivis and the Taivis Arash, and we're making a binyan av to Muberes. The question is, in order to make that binyan av, did we have to make the svara by Katan more understandable and add the svara that's kuka and it's going to become mutter? Or even without adding that svara, it was understandable enough that you can make a binyan av?
Doesn't that go against Nesra? The Pasuk is trying to fuke the Nesra, right? That's the Gemara said.
Doing Nesra.
Gemara says Nesra. Read the Gemara. The Gemara says that.
Gemara also says that, I don't know, says a lot of interesting things.
No, that Gemara says Rava. I'm a Rava. We should say Nesra. The Gemara says Inachanami. The Gemara says no, it's the Pasuk.
Nothing to do with anything. I'm sorry.
Why? The Gemara says, let us, no lachem shave, right? The Gemara kufir alam.
And let me say it again. Say it again. Everybody agrees that the Beferish of Gemara that there's no Nesra by Katan. The reason why there's no Nesra by Katan is because the Eshesach is Hutra. Everyone agrees, the Beferish of Gemara. And everybody agrees that we make a binyan av from Katan Tumu Barat. Why did Taisus Rosh say more words than Taisus? Because Taisus Rosh held that, and everyone agreed that there's a klal in Shas, you're only allowed to make a binyan av if something is logical. So everyone agrees you have the pasuk by Katan, that's fish, because that doesn't make a difference whether it's logic or not to the Ferish of pasuk. But now the question is, can you make a binyan av to Muberes? So the Rosh says, well, you're only allowed to make a binyan av if the din that you found was logical. So we have to go ahead and make Katan logical. Not that there should be a zeres akosif. Rosh says Katan is plenty logical by the way it is. You don't have to make it logical. It is logical. You don't have to add svaras to make it more logical. It's logical by itself. So we're not saying anything about Nesra. Okay. All right, I'm going to stop. I want to give a Musar back. Okay, Yeshivayach, everyone.
Didn't we have a Rosh in the beginning by Nida? By Nida, who compared Nida to Muberes. And he specifically says that Bias Muberes doesn't do anything. Yeah. In the beginning of the Masechta, we had the Sugu by Nida. So the Rosh there compares Nida to Bias Nida to Bias Muberes. And he says to the Pharisee that Bias Muberes doesn't do anything.
Okay, so that's like I don't know.
How does that work? If BS and verse does nothing, then what are we talking about?
It doesn't make it. We are saying it doesn't do anything. It's nothing. It is nothing. It's just there's no iser, and it doesn't do anything. That's what we're saying. I
think he's mixed up because we're asking about.
Wait, I really have to run. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Thank you.
I don't have to say good job.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's all right.
We're meeting.